Blog Talk Radio.
Affirmations there. It's one of the main things I learned at the seminar, and I actually read my affirmations out loud as I walk down the sidewalk to the tube every morning. And when people walk by me, I try to force myself to say them louder. You like that one?
Yeah.
And just because I get it out, and I'm proud of them, and I just manifest them. And if people want to hear me, well, I don't really care because it helps me just be into those.
Yeah.
Your affirmations. You still say them in the morning?
I say them every night. No, okay, I don't say them in the morning anymore.
Okay.
I used to say them morning when I first got up. During that same time period that I'm just talking about, the 3, 4, 5 minutes, although it takes me long because I have 19 affirmations, but I say them before I go to bed, with my prayers. I still say my prayers every night. At 70, that I don't know how unusual that is. And I'm not a priest, or, you know, God forbid. But, I mean, I say my prayers and I say my affirmations.
And you have an affirmation for every goal?
No, I have... actually, I have more affirmations than I have goals, because I have three kids. So I have one goal and three affirmations for that one goal, because it's for three different kids. And now I have a granddaughter, so I've added a fourth affirmation off of the one goal. So I have about seven or eight more affirmations than I have goals.
Can you give us an example of what one might be?
I'm excited every day enhancing Sally Hall, the love of my life, my wife, be all she can be, and her engaging in something that scares her every day. And as a chartered accountant with multiple degrees, she's risk averse.
Right.
She can look at the numbers and say, there's only an 8% probability that's going to happen. Forget that 8% shit. Pretend it's 80. She'll look, but Dan, I know it's 8. I can't block that out. So that's one of my goals. I'm excited, thrilled that I'm pushing my mentees towards the goal line every day, beyond their comfort zones. And I got a bunch of them. I've got a bunch of kids. You know, I've got on any given day. I asked you last night, how come I know the 100 business models of my mentees better than they do? Good question. Is it because I want their success more than they do? Yes. Is it because I know, the better I know their model, the harder I can push them? Yes. Is it because I know I can make them more accountable, the better I know their business model? Yes. I know their business model. They wish I didn't know their fucking business model so well. Because I can look at their weekly reports and say, that's horse shit. That didn't happen. I'll email with a big red font in between. Do you want to correct that answer? And sheepishly, I can just see him type it. Oh, it must be a mistake. I'm sorry. It's not a mistake. They just thought they got sloppy. They thought they bullshit me. They thought I forgot. I don't forget anything.
You once told me, I was asking you about you writing emails to all these people, and I was like, why, Dan? And you're like, because I see so much potential in
you. Yeah, I do. It pisses me off. And I see more potential in than their parents see.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say, You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Alright, alright. Peace to the gods, man. What the fuck am I doing on the radio, yo? I be forcing myself to do all types of shit, man. You know it's my birthday. The 20th, the first day of March. Yeah, I know. First day of spring and it's fucking cold, right? It's not even hot. You know what I mean? Good birthday so far. This is going to be a short show. My family taking me out to eat. You know what I mean? We're going to a steakhouse. We'll go get chow. Very expensive. So I'm gonna have to bounce early. But this shit is crazy, man. People come from everywhere. People come hating on me. That ain't even haters. But they come as haters. You know what I mean? Yo, it's kind of crazy. Not to be bitching and moaning. You know, by the way, we got the seminar coming up this weekend on the 23rd, 3 days from now in Atlanta. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a nationality and commerce. They're like, get your ass off the radio. I know, man. I know, man. Like, I love y'all, man. I work hard at getting y'all the proper information and the whole nine. There's going to be a lot of new information. I'm going to stop you boys on the true story of what happened to us. Also, I'm going to tell you why everything's in trust. Plus, it's going to really help your commerce game now that you know what really went on and what's going on and how these people took over the world. Y'all don't even know. Yo, it's going to shock you. This has never been taught by me ever before. It's going to fuck you up. What you don't know will harm you. It's going to tell you why they burnt the books and all that all around the planet. You know, I might have to take this one. I just don't know. But I'm thinking about not taping it because I don't want the haters to fucking know the info. Running off and trying to act like I wasn't the one that brought that lesson. See what I'm saying? Always protect your intellectual property. One of the main things you gotta do in comedy. But yo, so someone hit me up in fucking Instagram yesterday. Nova One sent me to you. I'm in Atlanta looking for you. Right? Nigga gonna send that like at 4:30. You know what I mean? I had a great birthday, you know, wife and the kids, you know, little Scotty. He bought me 2 watches. Gold, nice gold watches. You know what I mean? They dope. My daughter Layla, she bought me an outdoor sauna. You know what I mean? For my little hookah lounge. Now I got the sauna jumping. Then they bought me this 55-inch outdoor TV. So when I'm in the sauna or in my hookah lounge, you know, I can watch TV outside and shit. You know, so that's dope. You know what I mean? A couple of other items, clothes and shit like that. I always get clothes. So I don't fuck my clothes. Like that. You know what I mean? So big up to my family for, you know what I mean, looking out for brother, making his day special. You know, my birthday to me is my Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas, you know what I mean? It's pretty much it. It's the only thing I celebrate. You feel me? my own personal school of return day. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Thank you for everyone wishing me. Now, I ain't going to lie. Y'all were keeping me up. I didn't even attempt to go to sleep until around 10. And that's when everyone was hitting me up, texting me happy birthday. You know what I mean? It was dope, but you know I had to turn off the phone. I turned off the phone. People hit me up wanting consultations. I'm like, I am not doing no consultations today. It's bad enough I'm getting on the radio. I got mad shit. You know, baby girl's birthday, while I'm doing the seminar, she going to be at a hotel near us. And I'm going to have to run over there and wish her happy birthday because she having her birthday party in the hotel and all that. You know, Layla, with all her friends and all that, having a little slumber joint, right? Getting manicures, pedicures, and stuff like all the girly stuff, right? So I'm mad busy. And then, in case y'all don't know it, the 30th, 10 days from now, is me and wifey's anniversary. So I'm jam-packed this month, man. I'm jam-packed, but I'm still trying to, you know, raise fallen humanity while I got my personal stuff going on. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. But, yeah, I think I'm starting on the book because the information I'm dropping this weekend, I gotta write a book, y'all. I gotta put it in a book. I'm compelled now to write the book. So I started working on that, too. So I'm extremely busy. But yeah, listen to this shit. So yeah, he in Atlanta looking for me. I don't know this guy from a can of paint. You know what I mean? What I look like meeting up with someone that I don't know from a can of paint? That's extremely dangerous to me. You see what I'm saying? He could be a nigga trying to rob me, he could be an agent, he could be anything. I'm not meeting up with people, man. I'm too well known to do that. You know what I mean? And I'm rich, man. I can't do that. But anyway, he wrote me that. I said, LOL, I'm doing a seminar this weekend. Go to jonahbay.com for more info. Also, you can find me at Jonah Bay Radio at blogtalkradio.com. So he gonna write back, call me now. I'm the chosen one. I'm in Atlanta now. Now or never. I'm doing people paperwork for free, accessing their CAFR accounts. And you charge in fiat for seminar and don't have all the info. No, we false prophet, Senior Noble Jewel, my grandpa. You tripping. I've been done with everything. You slow. You're not getting rest of the info downloaded from the Akasha because you charge in fiat to do it for free. Everything will unlock for you, all 36 chambers. Now, you see how, nigga, you looking for me. You want to meet up with me. I don't even know who you are. I don't want to meet up with you. And not going to meet up with you. But you're going to write some disrespectful shit like that. Dissing me, right? That was a diss, y'all. Now, my whole thing is, you got all this info and all this shit. Obviously, by what you're saying, CAFR accounts, all that, you're obviously listening to my teachings. But if you got all this, go teach the people yourself. Get them remedy. Get them remedy. I'm here to teach what I'm here to teach. And if you're a teacher, you're going to be here to teach what you are here to teach. Our people need nothing but more teachers of our own instead of being taught by these people that hate us, that's misrepresenting us and destroying our family life and everything else with their schemes and their teachings, right? Why in the fuck do black people, and I'm calling them black, I'm a Moor. But why do black people gonna be in competition with other melanated people? What's that about? This is what I mean by when I say we ain't got enough love for each other. We constantly attacking each other for people doing what they sent to do. So this is what I wrote him. I said, whatever, my nigga, keep your opinion to yourself. And if you are done, you should be rich. Show me the wealth. You have, where's your money? I got mine. I'm rich. Where's your cars, your houses, your boats? Yeah, I know. And I got a smiley faces. Then I decided to go to his Instagram page and look, see what was going on. And I see him, and I say, by the way, that gold was fake you showing. So I don't believe nothing you say. Show and prove, God. Yeah, I know. I know. And I got the laughing face. You gonna tell me you in a CAFR account, you a billionaire, you rocking fake gold? Listen, as much gold as I got, believe me when I tell you, I can look at your shit and know if it's real or fake. You know what I mean? That's like saying you got on a leather jacket, you know if that other person got on a pleather jacket. Yo, that's not a real leather jacket. You know what I mean? So also, he had a picture of a Porsche Panamera. He holding, the car is blue. He holding a square thing in his hand that's blue. He fronting and he's saying that's his car. He challenging Meek Mill and them, talking about, yo, not only do they get money, I get money. I don't want to hear another nigga acting like I ain't got bread and I got it before this rap, right? He fronting like the blue thing in his hand is a key. That's not a Porsche key, dude. I got a Porsche. Everyone know I got that powder blue Porsche GT3 drop top, right? That's not what the Porsche key look like. He just a front and scamming ass nigga, right? So why you coming at me like that? On my birthday. This was after 12, y'all. So he gonna write. He gonna write some more disrespectful shit. Yo, I shall see, ye will know that I am the living one and only author of the law. You see value in material that is a false prophet. Fiat is your master, your lord. I have all access to my gold. All, and you shall see when I show my possession. It will be nothing but illusions of thy eye, different from form of my energy and material, lead you to me. Then I leave with that the new Bugatti you thriving for. It's going to cost me $19 million. I will manifest in your face virtually from the distance until you obey words from Elo. You not obey, you a baby, an infant, a minor. And fiat is rich, cool, can't not, but gold, your elo, kilo, equal wealth, different dimension of reality. You never imagine, you're not liberated yet. You have not illuminated. Be honest. Your status of a more go through yet? No, it has not. You are still waiting. You define your status by man and need them to grant. I don't. I'm that. I'm reason. It's hold up on your downloads. You don't have true authorization. I can only give that to Krishna Rama. Date, you rich in debt. That's negative. You counting the other way. I'm kinging up, little boy. Go ahead and promote me on your radio so I can have all your students, all the fiat with them, because the eye said all prophets shall perish now. I'm Dark Vader. You tune right now. Nah, you third dimension. Some were lost. Damn, you slow. Type faster. Ain't alien yet. Your third eye closed. You see the shit he talk? First of all, nigga, you're not a prophet. Nigga, you're not Noble Drew Ali's grandson. And even if you was, I don't care. The people don't care. If you are his grandson, you doing all of that, my nigga. Teach the people like your great-grandfather did. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, I wasn't into and I wasn't telling y'all my business. Do Do you really think I'm teaching y'all how to get the certificate of non-citizen national as a Moor, and I didn't do it? You think I showed Joey how to do it? I showed Akeem how to do it. I did it for people around America. Why in the hell wouldn't I do it? The minute that that's done, all your debt is wiped out in your straw man's. And first of all, nigga, stop trying to count my pocket. First of all, I don't have no debt. I don't have no debt. Don't y'all understand what debt is? Debt is you creating more securities, gods. When you're signing your name and your social, you are creating debt notes. See, this nigga doesn't even know the difference between lawful money and debt notes. I have no debt notes. Why? I don't use the straw man. I've never used the straw man. In 15 years, I've been private with no debt notes. Not one debt note. You see what I'm saying? So this nigga's a happy-go nigga learning from the internet, really not understanding what's going on. You know what I mean? Don't understand shit. Just want to talk shit. So I says, LOL. Like I said, I know first. Let me say, Noble Drew Ali charged. He had dues. Everybody had to pay because the building, the lights, the chairs, the newspapers, the school, everything that costs. Why he charged membership. Everything costs. It's not free. The same expenses he had is what I have when teaching. Nothing is for free, fam. Second, I got mine done. Both parts, state level, fed. A day later, they paid all my debt off, then put me in a trade. Oh, I ain't going to read that part. Y'all need to know that part of what that money shit. But let me skip to the next part. I was already a millionaire. I've been for years. Third, I got 10 people that did the same for, but you say I'm not there. Like I said, keep your opinion to yourself. I also noticed that you keep insulting me, but I haven't called you no name. But I'm false, right? I'm not where you live looking for you. You said you came looking for me. Also, don't know if you know, but we as Moors are supposed to be doing commerce with everyone. We the best at it. It's a part of what we are. There was a time we, the Moors, were the only people trading all over the world doing commerce. This is what I strive for our people to get back to. How about you? And I got the emoji holding my face like, You see what I'm saying? Now, he says, you lead my people into material entanglement. I told them this is Maya, you got them lust and told you no lust, and you are breaking laws and promoting universal law breaking. I shall see you soon. Hilo LL, Jesus, Drew Harvey, Jerry Curl, York, you some polisher shit. You gotta say, see Maya soon, DeJour, homie. That shit was stupid as hell. Dog, how many times I told y'all? Learning takes money. Traveling takes money. Taking care of your family takes money. Being a good husband takes money. Being a good father takes money. Being a good provider takes money. Helping your mom out because she's on, she only got a certain amount of money coming in, takes money. Someone gets sick takes money. Braces takes money. Haircuts takes money. Just grooming and gym. Everything you do takes money, B. So, yes, our people are suffering from lack of knowledge and a lack of money. So I get you the money and give you the knowledge so then you can pursue the more knowledge and get more money to go about your way and be able to do the things you want to do and help the people you want to help. Build the things you want to build. It's going to take money. It's going to take info. It's going to take knowledge. Why is these poor righteous teacher motherfuckers, and I looked at his picture, he poor as fuck, right? Why do they hate? Because you've been programmed to hate on someone who's rich, especially if they're one of your own. Stop hating and start making it. Make it. Don't hate it. Make it. Find out how that person got their money so they can teach you how to do it so you can do the same thing and help people. This nigga, I can go to the call lines right now. I'm going to hear testimony from the things that I taught you guys on the radio. I'm doing my job helping people. What is he doing besides harassing me on my birthday? So I wrote him back. I said, I see you're a negative person. By what you say and write, I'm done. Stop listening to me. You have all the answers, right? You don't even need to talk with me, right? So why bother? Hating hoes ain't happy, and happy hoes ain't hating. Which one are you? So he writes, why do you think he passed away, not supposed to leave his body young? I told you death was swallowed up, but he broke a law, so I killed him. I gave life, I take. Creator prophets, cremate prophets. When I see dishonor, I remove them from the mansion. Now I down here, the Alpha Omega. Yeah, this nigga's talking like he's the creator of all things. I ignored that shit. I said, by the way, my money don't come from seminars. They can't even pay for one of my cars, less more a boat or a plane on the way. Words without deeds are nothing but an idle mind. I'm telling him, he got a whole bunch of words. He ain't doing shit. Do y'all believe the shit I gotta go through? Like, do they write this shit to the other niggas that's scamming people that we know for sure is scamming people? You know what I mean? Do the other niggas that's teaching on YouTube get this? Does Taj get this? Do Tazadoc get shit like this written to him? Do Polite get shit like this written to him? Any of them? Do any of them get this shit written to them? This is the shit I go through. But let me go on. He says, I don't listen to you. I just listen for one mistake, one flaw I made. You perfect. I caught you on one of your shows, say one thing, and then the other day someone else, this King Knowledge, you know, is universal. See, when you really plug in, you see through all deception. You just need to sit down and talk my treat. Then you will know I am the supreme. I have the rest of the info for you for free. My G, you flipped the script. So I drilled you, soldier. So I wrote back, if you have the info, teach the people. Don't worry about what I was given to teach. The people that vibrate with me set out on your mission, right or wrong. I'm just saying, it's my solar return day, so I wish you peace on your mission for the people. I keep doing mine for the people, getting them remedy with all their problems in their life. I hope you can help them the same manner, hopefully better. Peace. So he gonna write, love you, Jonah, respect and honor, always remain honorable. And then I wrote, as I said, I'm rich, I'm helping my people. I need nothing from you or anybody. I only do what I do to help my people. If you have info, teach them. Also, there's room for all teachers that are for our people, long as it's not our enemy teaching them, like we have today. I'm not in competition with you. I don't know you, and I don't want to. I'm complete with what I'm doing. Just add on and take it further. Then I can or will take it. I'm getting old and tired of this stuff about to sit back and write books. You know what I mean? Then, after that, this nigga says, you've been working hard. Nothing has been missed. Everything you saw it all, you got yours coming like you always imagined. Just be aware, a lot more of what you say will never know when I am listening for you, 144. Just strive for perfection. I said you were perfect. That final touches and finish is right in front of you, and have a look deeper into reality. You will never have damn pen of money. You hard-headed and judgmental. I know, I just want to help out. You did it enough. You need to sit back. You've been doing this shit forever, King. I'm here to assist your students, my students. It's all interconnected. Just trying to allow you to find more peace instead of always putting out so much energy when you can preserve. Let me come on your show one time and pop that truth. I'm ready for you, brother. Sometimes the little brother can become the big brother, but the real big brother will always get his home and respect. First, that's the life of brotherhood. Peace, God, get some rest.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. This nigga came being disrespectful to his teacher. It's easy to see this nigga is learning from me, right? All that to try to get me to let him be down with me. Why in the hell would I let a disrespectful young ass nigga that lies and disrespectful get down with me? Why would I let him on my show? Why would I let him teach you when I know he's a liar from day one? If you have the info, you have even better info than me, I'll take a back seat. Shit. Like I said, I wouldn't have to be on the radio right now, and I could be eating dinner with my family on my solo return, right? And I would gladly sit back and learn from this brother or any brother with right knowledge. You got the right knowledge. You don't need my help. All you got to do is kick the knowledge. Make a video on YouTube kicking that real knowledge. People will listen. People will tell their people about it. People will pass it on. If you're getting people remedied, they definitely going to pass it on. And then you do your own radio show, your own seminars and all that. What you need me for? Why you got to get down with me? And why do these young niggas think they can be disrespectful? Nigga, you called me perfect in what I'm doing. But at the same time, you were dissing the whole time. Which one is it? Do you have psychological problems? You got a split personality? What's going on? I'm saying to myself, nigga, I ain't got nothing to prove to you. My record proves itself. You know what I mean? You going to call me a charlatan and all that. You going to lie and say, no, Drew Ali is your grandfather. You going to lie and say you're in the CAFR accounts, but you broke. And none of that shit makes sense, dog. Then you're going to say you're about to get money. You're about to buy a Bugatti. Really? Nigga, I just bought an Aston Martin. And I'm about to buy something again within this month coming. Only reason why I ain't buy the Bugatti, because right now I want a boat and a plane to do my job better. That's what I want. So I'm getting it, but I put it on the back burner. Right? Yo, I could clearly see, nigga, you listening, you got love, all that hate shit. Yo, that's what women do. Women give you half-ass compliments. You be in your G-Wagon, and they'll say, that's a nice little car you have. First of all, it's not a car, it's a truck. And it's not a little truck, it's one of the main SUVs. The main top-notch SUVs they have today. Right? That's the type of shit women, hating-ass women say to you. Nigga, stop acting like a woman. Y'all been raised by y'all mothers to be bitches. Stop being bitches. Stop hating on another nigga's success. Ask him to teach you how to become successful. With that being said, man, let me open up the call lines, man. 503-890. Peace to the God. Peace.
To the God, Jonah.
What up, God?
Man, don't let them get you down.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening to what you're saying, brother.
Yeah, man, I can't believe you put that much time and energy into the brother, man. I wouldn't. Listen, I'd be like...
Everyone says that, but yo, never miss your chance to teach. You know what I mean? Never. You got to understand that. And I tell this to Joey, my wife, and all of them. When people say disrespectful shit to you, when they trying to diss you, right? Don't you know they're really talking about themselves?
Right. Mad with themselves about their shortcomings or something they're not accomplishing.
When they say false prophet, scammer, all of that, he wasn't talking about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was directing the negative energy towards me, but he was talking about what he was doing. You see what I'm saying? So
yep.
I use that as a lesson in, instead of giving him back hate, what did I do? I showed love. I said, yo, if you could teach the people, teach them. And be better at it than me.
Right.
Give the people more remedy. And stop saying that it's wrong to be in commerce and to get money. We need money for everything. I gave him the lesson of why Nobu Juwali charged a membership fee for the Moore Science Temple. I let him know that what you're saying is wrong. Every one of our teachers charge. Why? Because shit costs money. The membership was charged. Nobu Juwali was getting money from everybody who was a member every week. Every week. Why? Because all of this shit costs money. It costs money to teach.
Right?
So I used it as a tool. See, I knew he was on YouTube listening to them other people saying that dumb shit that, yo, you can't fuck with people that charge. The information's for free. How? Bro, aren't you on a cell phone right now or a computer?
Right. That ain't free.
Didn't that shit cost you money?
So and then on the flip side, what's money? Money is time. You got to put energy. So that costs.
No, they want you to be a slave. That's the whole key. These Moors are miseducated and think other Moors are supposed to be their slave. Listen, if I'm paying for this radio station, right? And then I'm doing all of that for free. I don't ask y'all for nothing. But when the more in-depth lessons come, I ask y'all to come to a seminar. Right? Now,
the last
seminar that me and Joey did, the woman from the hotel put the bill on the table. It was sitting in front of the guy, one of the people that was attending. They actually seen how much we paid for the hotel. For the meeting room in the projector.
Uh-huh.
Dog, I sat down, y'all. I want y'all to see something. Count how many people are in here. Multiply it by 3. And then tell me how much money we make. How much money did we fucking make, man? I'm like, stop listening to that motherfucking white person on YouTube tell you I'm making $60,000. A seminar. Where? How?
Right.
I'm not Dan Penner charging $20,000 per head. Right? What I'm saying is the young brother is miseducated on how things actually work. So that's why I took the time to tell him the reality of it. Right? And you see at the end. What he had to do, humble out.
Right, I noticed that. Yeah.
He humbled out and said, man, I just want to be down. But you went about it totally wrong, young blood. And if you believe you can do it, go get some work. Go teach some people. Go change some lives. You help people change their lives, you're going to get the men. You ain't going to need to be on Jonah Bay Radio. You can be on your own radio station and people will listen.
That's why I do it. You know what I mean?
Yup. Now it makes sense. It was a teaching lesson for you.
Yeah.
And a learning moment for him.
And can you turn negative energy into positive energy? Because one thing that's always going to happen, bro, you always going to receive negative energy. But it really depends on how do you perceive that energy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Right. And that's what you just showed. That's what you just did.
Yeah. I perceived it that the young boy was hurting. I perceived it that the young boy had anger. I received it that the young boy, you know, even though he was talking that shit like he was the one and only out of all creation, you know what I mean? I went on his case. He was saying the same shit to Meek Mill, trying to diss Meek Mill with a car that's not his and try to get Meek Mill to put him down. That's his M.O. His M.O. is the diss to get attention. He not realizing he's not going to get the right attention that he wants.
Right, right. Damn. Whew. Hey, so, some people do anything.
Yeah, you got to use everything to teach, man. You know, if I can, listen, one of the problems why this generation ain't better than the last generation, I'm talking about mothers, right? Is because the old dudes that was popping didn't teach us nothing. I promised myself I wouldn't do that. I would always young people what I know. You know, let me ask you, how is this brother gonna have finances if he rejects it and thinks finances is evil?
You know, he's not. You know, man, he needs to listen to Reverend Ike. I've been listening to him every day since I came in saying that, and that's just something he said. You know, very similar but in different words, what you just said.
Yes.
You can't, if you throw like money away or don't want money or don't need money, you know, you're gonna reject it from you. You got to, you know, receive it and want it and say it's for you so you can attract it to you.
Right. Like, I like Reverend Ike, but Reverend Ike don't speak to my soul because I hate religion.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it the way Dan Penner says it. You know what I mean? Dan Penner.
Right.
Speaks my language with all the cussing, the colorfulness,
right.
That, all that is what I like. So I'm more of a Dan Penner guy. But Dan Penner, Reverend Ike is saying the same shit. Listen, if you how the fuck, if you, but what's clear to me was the brother had state gold in front of like an expensive car, which is because he wants all of that, but he won't even admit it to himself that he wants that. Because the people that teach us as Moors teach us how to be more righteous teachers. They make you feel guilty about wanting money and nice things. But according to Noble Drew Ali said, Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. We encourage you to get that guap.
Right.
How you gonna look your best? You ain't got money. How you gonna do your best? You ain't got money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the lessons that they giving out, that they say Noble Drew Ali taught, it's not the way he taught it. It ain't what he said. You know what I mean? Like you know, I'm telling you, those are the agents in the Moorish community. Those are the agents in the temple that's telling y'all not to get money. Now, the funny thing that kills me, they tell you not to get money, but yet they tell you to take the money from the government, welfare and shit like that. They tell you to go assume a house. They tell you to write instruments to try to buy things. And then they'll come out of their mouth and say fiat. Don't you know when you write a bond or an instrument that's fiat money? But they try to shit on you if you got Federal Reserve notes. Everything is fiat money unless you're private. You're not using the straw man. Facts. Facts.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all of it to me is just a way to teach my people the truth where they've been misguided on their thoughts. How the fuck you don't know that a negotiable instrument ain't fiat? It ain't a debt instrument. How you don't know that?
Right.
And then in the next breath, you're going to say, you got debt notes.
Yeah, well, showing some of his ignorance here, you know? So, kind of told on himself.
Right. So that's why I engage the brother. That's why I engage.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just like when y'all always ask me, if a hater come on and say something that's a lie. Damn, Jonah, why you always answer them? Yo, if we did what we were supposed to do and rebut everything, we would never have been in this situation.
Right.
We allow people to say what they... We allowed them to call us Indians. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You were never
right.
Indian. You were supposed to say, yo, I'm I'm having a hard time saying it. But the real name for Cherokee, you supposed to say, I was a Shoshone Moor. Not a Shoshone Indian. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm an Iroquois right. Moor. I'm a Wabanabe Moor. I'm a Powhatan Moor. But y'all went with the word Indian, Powhatan Indian, and they controlled the word Indian. So then they gave you the name and then took it away and gave it to white people. And you became a Negro. You know what I mean? Y'all got to start looking at how our ancestors fucked up. You got to learn the treaty so you don't make the same mistake. I will never let no one say something that I'm not. I will never let no one say something without me rebutting it. Because if you don't rebut it, it stands as truth.
Right.
You're not allowed. There's a saying, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. If you see injustice and you do nothing, you might as well be the one doing it.
Right.
To be honorable, you must fix the problems if you see it. It's your problem to fix if you see it. That's being honorable. If a motherfucker coming at you, he got all the wrong information, you must at least attempt to give him the proper information. After you rebut it, you don't have to go back and forth no more. You can leave it alone. Get out of the conversation. We got to learn that. We got to learn that. Listen, it is the New Testament that tell you that dumb shit, turn the other cheek. You are supposed to address anyone that says anything crazy. Let me ask you a question. If someone call you a faggot in the public and they saying all types of disrespectful shit like you really gay, you're not going to rebut that?
Hell yeah.
I don't want you to just punch him in the face, because if you punch him in the face, it still looks like what he said was true.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So as a teacher, you think I'm not supposed to address that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll say to a certain extent.
I'm listening. What's the extent?
I think to a certain extent. For me, I just don't have, I guess, as much tolerance, as much patience for it. You know, I would say my piece, say, look, man, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo, just cut it real short, just like a summary, just cut it real short. And then say, man, don't call me no more. And just leave it at that.
I could have just blocked them, right? But
then,
your job as a teacher,
So you're supposed to let him go on thinking we're not supposed to be doing commerce when our whole job as Moors is to do commerce?
All right.
Then are you a teacher? If you missed the opportunity to clearly reach this young boy who knows nothing, what kind of teacher are you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Now, and are you a skilled teacher where you could take someone who's dissing you and speak your piece, and then he's talking about he want to be down with you and totally humble out?
Nah, he could be a student, but I couldn't include him, you know, in a circle like, you know, you, Joe, and the team, because of the way he came in. You know?
Right. I would never bring him on the radio, but my point is, are you skilled enough to teach someone who's comes at you as an adversary? Y'all got to remember, if y'all remember the show I did on the 48 Laws of Power, the 48 Laws of Power says you're supposed to take your enemies and make them friends, and that enemy that became your friend will be more loyal to you than your friends ever was.
Right.
That's a lesson, y'all.
Right.
See, because your ex-enemy knows y'all were beefing, so he's never going to try to fuck you over because he know you always watching. Whereas a person who was always your friend, them the niggas that always fuck you over. 48 Laws of Power, the king gave his friend all that shit. It was the friend that later on killed the king and took over his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the ancestors made that motherfucking thing. Keep your friend, your enemies close. Keep your enemies closer than your friends. You know what I mean? You can't trust people. You family and friends are the ones that diss you the most. They know the most about you. They can harm you the most. Yo, y'all got to start looking at these lessons. We can't keep on doing things the same way we've always done them, or we're going to get the same result. Y'all got to do things that's uncomfortable. Turn it around. Think totally different than you would normally think about it. You see what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm using the time to give you the lessons of why I did what I did, so you would know how to approach someone like that differently and get a better result. Listen, do you know ignoring someone never fixes the problem?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, not to mention it that way. Yeah.
If it's the IRS, it's going to make it worse.
If I'm ignoring, like, the situation with the young man, if I'm ignoring him, I'm actually dealing with my own self, my own psyche, my own emotions, rather than what his problem is, you know. So when I say ignoring him, I'm not going to put up my time in it. I'm actually addressing me and my limitations on wanting to deal with it.
I was at the point that he said, I knew it was a lie, right? So it never affected me. He never hurt my feelings. How?
Right. My work speaks for itself, bro. Right. Right. Exactly. And that was my first reaction. Was like, well, you know who you are. Why you even got to go there? That's what I was first thinking when I first answered you on that. I was like, you know who you are. Like, you ain't got to prove to him nothing. So, like you said, he came to you. So that's what I was thinking. Like, my, you know.
I used it to teach.
But I get your point.
I used it to teach him, bro.
Yeah.
Most of these people are looking for a father figure because we didn't have no fathers in the home. I'm almost 50, bro.
Right.
I can't be acting like I was 30.
Right.
You know, what would Yahshua had did? I think Yahshua would have took the approach that I took, but he did it even quicker and better because he nicer with the words. you know what I mean? I strive to be that nice. I'm not that nice now. I'm striving towards it. Listen, man, I have a beautiful fucking life. Someone saying a few bad words doesn't change. I have a beautiful life.
Right, that's true.
Listen, I had to turn my phone off because so many of y'all was texting me happy birthday while I was trying to sleep.
Yeah, let me tell you, happy birthday, Jonah,
Thank you, brother.
Spring equinox, man. That's a hell of a spiritual day to be born on, bro. On the spring equinox. Wow.
Right. Exactly. So
my whole thing
is 100 motherfucking people wishing you happy birthday. Nigga, how many people you think get that?
I gotta add up a few birthdays. Hold on, let me start counting.
Yo, that's a blessed life, man. That's a blessed life. And
yes,
the only reason why they're wishing me happy birthday because the teachers that I taught them changed their lives. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I wanted him to say, listen, you could study and get the info and do the same thing and get the same blessings. And don't feel guilty about making money. But, you know, what killed me was dude thought all my money come from seminars and shit. That's funny. I'm like,
right. Well, maybe I've been listening to you longer or something.
Nah, when he talking about the people who taught me, right,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, he's been listening hard. The problem was he was listening with a jealous heart.
That's advice there. Okay, I see.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't understand. He only has a jealous heart because he's been taught to hate people with money. That's how it's called the divide and conquer method. That's how they keep it going. Dividing and conquering us. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me take a couple more calls. Wonderful talking to you, brother.
Let me get.
Ooh. Sorry. What'd you say? Let you get what?
Give you a short testimony. So it's going to be real quick.
Oh, hell yeah, we taking testimonies. The fuck?
Yeah. So I did the open court affidavit. You know, I listened to some things you guys said, what you said, and Joy said. So I put two and two together, went to my constitution, and added the part about lawful money. So I used the Emergency Banking Act on mine instead of ACR 192. And I got a letter in the mail yesterday. I just filed last Wednesday for the full satisfaction of court and the federal. I have to go federal because I'm in Oregon. And
right.
They shot me a letter back about 5-6 days, and they gave me a case number. They're moving forward, and there's nothing about paying, and it's not in form of papyrus either.
Exactly.
From the affidavit.
Great constitution, man. They ain't supposed to be charging us to get access to court. But, you know, what do I know? I'm a false prophet,
right? They made me. Right. That Jonah Bay shit don't work, you know.
That Jonah Bay shit
don't work.
Don't forget the slogan. That Jonah Bay shit don't work.
Right. I wasn't so good wrong. Was or not, because if they surprised me, they said, you have to fill out this informal papyrus paper. I said, but the Constitution, I don't have to pay, so what you need to know about my money for anyway? So she said, I'm sorry, the judge ain't going to look at it if you don't fill it out. So
that's
they made me fill it out, so I filled it out.
I started all types of cases right here in Georgia. Bullshit.
No.
I don't care.
That's what I thought.
Peon says that works there. The peon there doesn't know the law. They don't know Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people swear up and down their codes, rules, and regulations are higher than the Constitution. It ain't true. But anyway, thanks for that testimony, God. Peace. All right, I'm going to 813-431. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, John.
What up, God?
Yeah, man, let me get a couple things out of the way right fast. Let me wish you a happy birthday.
And thank you, brother.
And I pray the ancestors give you many, many more, God.
Thank you, God. I need that blessing, man. I want to be here to help my people write them books and everything else.
Yeah, man. Just don't sell that book like that lady was selling that trust book, you know? That's part two. What's the name of that book?
Glenn Wyckoff. What was the name of that book? I forget.
I forget. Man, yeah, that second one was like 250 or something like that, man. And the first one was kind of convoluted
just to make it that big so she could get 250. You know, good and damn well, I would never sell it at that price. How am I people going to afford that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me talk my big hat to you, man. You handled that great. You handled it better than I would have, because I definitely would have cut it short. I'm only a few years out that life, so my temper's
right.
I ain't. But you did great, man.
I'm not a hood guy no more. I'm not that little guy from the projects of Mount Vernon no more. I mean, yeah. I've been blessed many a years. It's time I act that way.
Definitely. And that's why we're here. We're trying
to use the wisdom. What I look like teaching wisdom and not utilizing it myself.
Oxymoron.
You know what I mean? Be the example of what you want to see in the world.
Exactly. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Now, you know, as Moors, we had diplomacy, man. We went all over the world fixing problems with diplomacy. You know what I mean? We got to really fall back into what our ancestors was about. We can't just go by name, say we this and that by name. We got to actually live it and be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to be able to communicate properly and handle situations properly.
Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all. It was probably because it was my solar return. I was able to handle it so well. Because most of the time, I cuss them out and block them. But I'm growing now. I'm getting older, man. I'm getting older.
That's good. That's all I'm like. What you handle that?
All types of motherfuckers. All types of broke bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was too much. Yeah. You going back and forth in the emails was just too much. I'm like, wow, you really communicating with them. But that's good. That's what G's do. That's what real gods do. You know, they handle it the way they're supposed to. And you still gave them love and wish them well, you know, and that's what you do.
Right. And in the end, all his hostility was nothing but peace and love for me.
Yeah, he had no, you killed him with kindness.
Yeah. And truth.
Yeah,
truth. Nigga, you ain't gonna keep on dissing me because I do commerce. You think you going by Noble Drew Ali's lesson, you're not. You're not. Noble Drew Ali charged. Stop acting like he didn't charge.
Well, he might be living a privileged life. He might not have to pay for anything. Somebody might be taking care of him.
I think he's not working, making his own money. I think he either living with his mom or his girl.
Yeah, you know, wife he might be taking care of, so he might live a privileged life like that. We can talk like that, like he think he got it. He might be trying to manifest what he's trying to. I don't know. Let me leave him alone. Let me just peace him out. You know, I wish the best for him.
Right. Exactly.
I got a couple questions. Let me get them out of the way and let you move on.
Okay.
UCC, you send an color law with it. You send who's the recipient of the color law? Is it Secretary of State?
Everyone asks me that, right? The color of law is sitting there for the people who, treat you like a United States citizen after you do it. You're only doing that to pull it out of that non-UCC. Let's say a sheriff shitting on me. I'm going to pull it out. It's almost time for us to leave. Okay. I'm going to pull it out and send it to that sheriff or that cop. You ain't sending it to no one right now. You're putting a blank one in there.
Okay.
On the name.
Okay. 10-4 on that. And and I can send my injunction with it. I send all three copies, copy of my birth certificate, authenticated one. And I need, I know you got that, see that little card, you got that little card birth certificate. What you, did you send that to Lamar County with it? And they send it back?
I didn't go to Lamar County. Remember,
I
did it in Houston County in person, yeah.
Yeah. So you took yours in there, the little, the small one in there with it?
I put the small one, the big one with my finger, I mean my footprints and all that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right,
appreciate
then,
it, man.
Have, I'm sorry, guys.
Peace to God.
This is short and abrupt. Thank you, God. I'm out of here. My family's ready to go to dinner. Remember, it's my solar return. I'm going to get on the radio Friday at New Evolution Radio for 1 hour. I see y'all then. And I look forward to meeting all of y'all in person and spending time with y'all this Saturday for the seminar plus the money ritual right after the seminar. Then after that, I got to run to my baby girl's birthday party. Peace to the gods, man. We out of here, man. Remember, I love y'all, man. I do this shit for my people. Hands down. We out. Peace.